This is what I think is the final shiur in Hilchot Challah. We've spoken about how much dough you need to have and what type of dough, etc., etc., and even about yesterday how to separate the challah. We haven't yet spoken about the bracha. And when separating challah, there's a bracha to be said, like is the case with many, many mitzvot. And the text, as it appears in the Siddur, is usually the hafrish challah min ha'isa, to separate challah from the dough. And that's the nusach of several Rishonim HaKaronim. Though the Taz wonders why it's necessary to say min ha'isa, that's only a detail about how the mitzvah is performed, but we do seem to say that. But the Shulchan Aruch actually records the nusach of the bracha as either being lahafrish truma, or with an added note citing the Torah that one can say lahafrish challah. But the Shach and other Achronim actually prefer lahafrish truma because they say that challah is really the name of the bread. The Aruch HaShulchan, he justifies the minhag to say lahafrish challah, suggesting lahafrish truma is only appropriate when actually giving the challah portion to a kohen. The Rishonim also write that one should say harezu challah, that this piece of dough that's been separated is designated as challah. Though there's a machloket when you should do this. According to the Ramban, you separate the dough first, say the bracha, and then you say harezu challah. Whereas the Meiri holds that you say the bracha, then separate the dough, and then you make the declaration. But notably, neither the Rambam nor the Shulchan Aruch say that this declaration is required, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his glosses, as they call them, to the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Kaf Chet, says that it's proper to do so. And I think the minhag is that you say the bracha, separate the challah, and then you make the declaration, like the Meiri says. Even though the mitzvah of challah is incumbent on anybody who's making a dough, traditionally it's more closely associated with women, and they have halachic precedence to separate challah in the home. Rashi in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, he cites the Medrash to explain that Adam HaRishon was created by Hashem, taking some of the earth from the ground, which is an image akin to challah being separated from the dough. And since Chava caused Adam to be expelled from Gan Eden by presenting him with the forbidden fruit, therefore women address this sin by being particular about separating challah. What if a husband was eager to fulfill this mitzvah himself, and while his wife wasn't looking, he jumped in and separated the challah? So there's a machloket poskim, whether he has to pay her a fine for having snatched the mitzvah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was the opinion that he does have to do so, though others say that he doesn't actually have to pay a fine. But notwithstanding the fact that it's primarily a mitzvah for women, Rav Yitzchak Yosef writes that a man should still try to fulfill the mitzvah of challah at least once in his life, because it's good to fulfill as many of the Taryag mitzvot as possible. And I think the Vilna Gaon also says that. So men who haven't yet taken challah, then perhaps at some stage they should try and make sure to bake bread and fulfill the mitzvah of Hafrashat Challah. Ad Kan.